We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
6:12 now on this Tuesday morning, March 28th, counting down to the end of March, man. It flew by, didn't it? Some rain forecast for today, nothing particularly heavy. I don't believe so, unless anything changes, so just be aware of that as you go about your daily business. Then tomorrow's going to be nice. And we're talking about earmarks with Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Doing great, Tommy. How are you?
I am okay, sir. What's going on in New Hampshire? More presidential candidates?
I haven't. They are up here sniffing around. There've been a few of them around in the last couple of weeks. I think we'll really start to see them later on this spring. Everybody's really waiting to see what's going to happen with Trump and DeSantis before they jump in. But I think you'll see more.
Where does that whole thing stand? You know, I think it's interesting that they had the deep fake that came out with the New York Attorney General saying that the investigation had been canceled, and I guarantee there are people today that saw it and will go to their dying grave, whatever it is, convinced that he said he dropped the investigation. That really is something we got to keep an eye on, isn't it?
It is. It is interesting. Fakes in politics. Who'd have thunk?
Next thing you'll be gambling at Rick's Casino. Let's talk about earmarks. What is an earmark in a budgeting process?
Yeah, an earmark is a special design spending project for that a member of the House or a member of the Senate gets for their district. So you can think of this as a new bridge that needs to be built over a river where the state doesn't have enough money to do it, so they can get the federal money to do it. It usually tends to be like infrastructure projects, but there's a lot of other things that are more of a community style projects. They've been around for as long as there's been politics. After the 2010 election, the Republicans, kind of the Tea Party Republicans, got rid of them. That didn't mean they went away. It just meant they were pushed to different places. But the Democrats brought them back in 2021 in that Congress, and they've been back since. And earmarks are seen by a lot of people as bad because, you know, it's a special project that really just is going to one district rather than to benefit the people of the country as a whole. But at the same time, other people will argue that, no, they're a good thing because what it does is it allows politicians to build coalitions of members so that they can get major legislation passed. So they're back, and it's not surprising that they're bipartisan.
It sounds like it's not anything but federal aid. You might not be buying food for people or paying people that can't get jobs or won't get jobs or what have you, however you want to characterize that, but it's still federal money going toward local projects, correct?
Yeah, and it ranges from a whole bunch of things. So, you know, a lot of bridges, a lot of new transportation things, water treatment plants, down to one that's in this most recent bill in December for dealing with feral pigs in Arkansas. So there's some real pork spending there.
There you go. Is one party any better than the other when it comes to it?
Democrats have been doing more than Republicans, but Republicans are getting back into the game a little bit more. So it took them all of about probably 2 weeks to get over the ban from 2011, and they're back in it. And as I said, they never really went away completely, but they got pushed down and hidden more. But they're still the kind of thing that, you know, political scientists call it the grease, that greases the wheels of government to allow legislation to get passed.
Part of what they do, though, is go to Washington to get stuff for their district, right?
Absolutely. They, you know, you run, when you run for re-election, you always want to point to the things that you brought back to your district, and what can be more visible in your district than a bridge or a building, a federal building or something, preferably named after you.
Oh, sure.
So it does demonstrate that the federal government is actually bringing things back to the people.
How big of a percentage of the budget is this? Is it noteworthy, or is it just, you know, maybe 50, 60 billion, not real money?
In this most recent $1.7 trillion bill that went through in December, earmarks made up 16 billion of it. So that's less than 1%. It's still real money. Mm-hmm. $16 billion is something that I'm sure we'd all like to get our hands on, but sure. It's not huge. And it went to about 7,200 projects around the country. So it gets distributed out there. You're really not seeing huge, huge amounts of spending that go into these things. These are probably more in the a million to say 50 to $100 million, a couple bigger ones for big infrastructure projects, but a lot of them that tend to be smaller things. And again, they're done to deal with specific issues that congressmen or senators find in their districts. And they're done as a way of getting those people on board to vote for bigger legislation.
Let's phrase it a different way. How would these things be financed in their districts without earmarks?
They'd have to go through the entire appropriations process.
Ah.
And they'd have to demonstrate why and be put into a specific piece of legislation that's germane to this. So if you wanted to do something with water infrastructure, it would have to go into like a big water infrastructure bill, and it would have to be go through the committee process and the subcommittee process and identified as something that's important by the entire committee, and have to, you know, reach a threshold of national prominence before it got passed. The earmarks allow you to target them more specifically to districts.
So something has to be put down in words somewhere. So it says something like 5 million to whatever district or county or parish to do whatever. I'm just wondering what the technicalities are here and how much leeway there is and how the money is actually spent.
Since the Democrats came back in 2021 and reinstated these, they have a process now, and they don't call them earmarks. You know, we've talked about marketing politics. These are community project funding.
Oh, sure.
So what you do is each member is allowed to submit up to 10 earmark requests per appropriation cycle. So that's every 2 years. And that doesn't guarantee that they'll get them. They have to explain what the money, how much money they need, what it's for, and the purposes of it. So they have to go into more detail explaining why this is an appropriate thing to do. And then there is a committee within the House that decides which of these are appropriate or not. But it's important to remember that it still goes to the big dogs. So people who are in the leadership of both the Republican and Democratic Party are much more likely to get them. People who serve on the appropriations committees, because eventually all of this language has to go into those appropriations bills. And those are the bills that say we're going to take this much money and spend it on these different areas. So, yes, it has to get into legislation. There is a more formal process of doing it now, but it's still the people with power. It's still the appropriations committees. They used to call those guys the old bulls that got on the appropriations committees, and they wanted to get on those committees because that's where the money was.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk about earmarks some more. And if you have any questions, 504-260-1870. Andy Smith's our guest, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Everybody's against federal spending until it comes to a project for their district. And I'll give you an example, Andy. You can address it when we come back. Congressman Y stands strong against the federal budget. So he votes against funding an Air Force base in his district that would bring a lot of jobs to the area. Or Congressman Y says to heck with federal spending or takes a stand against it, but yet wants the earmark so he can get the Air Force base or whatever it is in his district. How's he going to fare better at the polls? 620 traffic now, WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Tuesday morning. Talking to Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. Andy, I know you do not represent the Chamber of Commerce, but somebody texted in several times, so I'll ask you. Tommy, can you pretty please ask Andy, if someone wanted to come to New Hampshire to see candidates and events of the presidential primaries, what are the best times, locations, and or events, please? Or, Andy, some kind of website they can go to? Or if you're conducting the to see the politicians change their colors during the fall?
What I would do, I would look at the New Hampshire Institute of Politics, which is at St. Anselm's College. Mm-hmm. They have a regular series of breakfasts and lunches where they bring people in. They're free. All you have to do is sign up for it, go to their website, sign up, get your name on the list, and you can go see them.
And it's at St. Anselm?
St. Anselm College.
Okay.
And they're in Manchester, New Hampshire, so it's right in the center of the state. Easy to go to. That's probably the best place to see them up close. You can even get your picture taken with them.
I got to tell you, the presidential candidates changing colors, I thought was pretty good, and you can have it if you like, Andy. Just take it, keep it for your own.
I might take that.
All right, yeah. So let's go with the congressman, has a choice of either standing strong against federal spending, which means, hey, they're going to close that Air Force base, or we'll spend some extra money, we'll add to the debt and the deficit, but we'll keep the Air Force base open. Who's going to do better in a conservative district?
I think that the voters care about the money more than anything, and they don't care about the big money.
Yep.
And that's why you see all of these people's names over top of the buildings or bridges or bus stations that get built. They see these things as long-lasting memories to them, and that's going to help their elections. And frankly, people in the district were saying, well, everybody else is getting it. Why shouldn't we get some of our piece of the pie too? So I think that it is something that is very attractive to members of all fiscal stripes.
That was epitomized here after a hurricane when FEMA agreed to give people $300, I think it was, for lost food. And people that really could absorb the $300 loss stayed in lines, long lines, for 8 hours to get their $300 from FEMA. And I would ask at that time, well, what about, you don't care about federal spending? And they said, well, everybody else got theirs, time for me to get mine. And I think that's the mindset you're talking about, right?
That's exactly it. And politicians, boy, the amount of money that's spent, really, it's 1% roughly of the federal spending. It is small in the grand scheme of things. A lot of those projects that are being funded are really useful projects. It's not as if it's going into the pocket of somebody, but it certainly does help those folks get reelected.
But, I think that's a good point, too. That doesn't necessarily mean that it's wasted.
That's right. And we tend to hear about the wasted ones. Remember the Bridge to Nowhere?
Yeah, who was the Golden Fleece? Who was that? Proxmire, I think?
William Proxmire used to do that from Wisconsin. He used to have his Golden Fleece Award for the person who spent the most money. But that didn't stop anybody from really going after it. In fact, I think it was kind of a badge of honor in the House and the Senate if you could get Proxmire's Golden Fleece Award.
That
and
was
you
things,
were really doing your job.
He'd find things like where they paid professors to study if ants could listen to music or those kind of deals, right?
Well, those things are important topics to entomologists. Why should we decide what's important to other people?
I knew my aunt liked jazz. Anyway, when it comes to political currency, do these earmarks function as those, and how do they fit into the whole process of getting legislation passed, presuming they can get some passed?
Well, and that's actually, I think, why people are not so unhappy that they're back. They do help people get things passed. If you imagine a member who's on a committee, an important committee, a piece of legislation comes before that committee that they're not really that concerned about one way or the other. Well, to get them on board, well, you sweeten it for them a little bit by putting something into their district, and appropriation goes to their district, and now all of a sudden they're going to back it.
Which brings us to, is compromise a dirty word, or would you prefer gridlock? Because you can't, on one hand, gripe because they do nothing but argue and nothing gets done, but then when they compromise, get angry either. Thank you, Andy.
Always a pleasure.
Appreciate your time. We'll see you when the candidates change colors later on in the fall. Andy Smith, director of the University of New Hampshire Survey Center.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.